This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The United States and Israel continue their coordinated attacks on Iran, significantly intensifying tensions in West Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a video message posted on a social media platform this afternoon, said Washington began a military campaign in Iran today.
A short time ago, the United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message to the nation, also confirmed the joint military operation, dubbed Operation Lion's Roar, against Iran, describing the action as necessary to remove what he termed as existential threat posed by the Iranian regime. Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz declared a state of emergency across the country. The strikes came amid heightened tension between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including the capital, Tehran. The strike in Tehran happened near offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. A number of fatalities has been reported across the region. Iran state-run IRNA news agency reported 40 students killed in an Israeli strike on an elementary girls' school in Minab in the Hormozgan province of southern part of the country. On the other hand, UAE Defense Ministry has confirmed that shrapnel falling on a residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. Iran's National Security Council has advised residents to leave the capital, Tehran. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services has been disrupted. Meanwhile, Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and U.S. military targets in West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al-Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al-Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al-Dafra Air Base in the UAE, and the U.S. 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. Israeli military confirmed that Iran has launched 35 ballistic missiles on Israel since this morning. India has issued an advisory urging all its nationals in Israel to remain in close proximity to designated shelters. India has also advised all its nationals in Iran to exercise utmost caution, avoid unnecessary movements and remain indoors as far as possible. India has also issued an advisory for its national in Qatar, UAE, Palestine and Kuwait to take due care and remain vigilant. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Micron Technology State-of-the-Art Semiconductor Assembly Test Packaging ATMP facility at Sanand in Gujarat this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the inauguration marks a significant milestone in India's semiconductor manufacturing journey.
Micron ki is ATMP facility mein commercial production ki shuruaat global technology value chain mein Bharat ki bhumika ko मजबूत करने वाली है। आज भारत बहुत तेजी से ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर वैल्यू चेन का हिस्सा बन रहा है। आज का भारत पॉलिसी से लेकर प्रोडक्शन तक किस अप्रोच के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है वो यहाँ दिखता है।
In cricket, Jammu and Kashmir have created history by clinching the Ranji Trophy title for the first time, defeating Karnataka through first innings lead in the final at Hubballi. As the sun goes down this evening, people will witness a special sight as six planets will appear together in the sky, creating what astronomers call a planetary parade. NASA has reported that it will be a cosmic treat for sky watchers to see Mercury, Venus, Neptune, Saturn, Uranus and Jupiter appear in the sky after sunset. And that is the end of this news bulletin.